Canto 5, Chapter 19, Text 23. Kalpayusham tana jayat punarbhavat. Kshanayusham bharat pujayovaram. Kshanena martyena krutam manasvina. Sanyasya sanyantya bhayam padam hare. Kalpayusham sthana jayat punarbhava. Kshanayusham bharat pujayo varam. Kshanena martyena krutam manasvinaha. Sanyasya sanyantyaya bhayam padam hare. Kalpayusham sthana jayat punarbhavat. Kshanayusham bharat pujayo varam. Kshanena martyena krutam manasvina. Sanyasya sanyantya bhayam padam hare. Kalpayusham sthana jayat punarbhavat. Kshanayusham bharat pujayo varam. Kshanena martyena krutam manasvina. Sanyasya sanyantya bhayam padam hare. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. A short life in the land of Bharatvarsh is preferable to a life achieved in Brahmaloka for millions and billions of years, because even if one is elevated to Brahmaloka, he must return to repeated birth and death. Although life in Bharatvarsh in a lower planetary system is very short, one who lives there can elevate himself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection even in this short life by fully surrendering onto the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in a material body. Purport by His Divine Grace. This is further confirmed of the statement given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahma Bharat Bhumite Aila Manushya Janmayar Janma Sarthak Kari Karu Paropakar. one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsh has a full opportunity to study the direct instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and thus finally decide what to do in his human form of life. One should certainly give up all other propositions and surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. Krishna will then immediately take charge and relieve one of the result of past sinful life. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. Therefore, one should take to the Krishna consciousness as Krishna himself recommends. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer me obeisances. This is very easy even for a child. Why not take this path? One should try to follow the instructions of Krishna exactly and thus become fully eligible to be promoted to the kingdom of God. Tyaktva deham punarjanmana iti mameti so Arjuna. One should go directly to Krishna and engage in his service. This is the best opportunity offered to the inhabitants of Bharatvarsh. One who is fit to return home back to Godhead is no longer liable to the result of karma, good or bad. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivachadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kalpayusham Sthana Jayat Punarbhavat Kshanayusham Bharata Pujayovaram Kshanena Martyena Krutam Manasvina Sanyasya Sanyantya Vayampadam Hare. A short life in the land of Bharatvarsh is preferable to a life achieved in Brahmaloka for millions and billions of years, because even if one is elevated to Brahmaloka, he must return to the repeated birth and death. Although life in Bharatvarsh is in a lower planetary system is very short, one who lives there can elevate himself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection even in this short life by fully surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in a material body. So such is the glories of Bharatvarsha, which is a part of island of Jambudvip. So Bharatvarsha is a tract of land which is very, very pious. Any sukruti, any piety we perform in this land multiplies millionfold. Why is it a pious land? Because Lord prefers it. Unlimited incarnations of Lord and even Swayam Krishna. Even himself, Krishna, he chooses to advance in that track of land. And so many incarnations, unlimited incarnations took place, will take place in the land of Bharatvarsha. And that's the one big reason why it is so exalted land. Another big reason why it is exalted land is so many pure devotees has taken birth, appearance in this tract of land. Especially Srila Vyasadeva and his disciples who composed this Vedic literature on top of Himalayas. Himalaya is also a very auspicious mountain in Bharatvarsha. Srila Vyasadeva chose this place to write Vedic literature. Very beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam was composed in Bharatvarsha, which describes the transcendental pastime of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's the second reason why Bharatvarsha is so exalted. Because great sages, munis, and devotees, acharyas, they take their appearance in this tract of land. Poor Vaishnava Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbar Swami, Madhava Acharya, Valbha Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya, he also did so much nice work. He created nice spiritualist. So all these acharyas, they take their appearance. Then what to talk about so many exalted devotees who appear there, including Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, associates, exalted, very best exalted acharyas have appeared in this tract of land who are our predecessor, previous acharyas. Very exalted philosophy is given and practiced by these acharyas. So who can minimize the land where they have appeared, especially Ganga, Jamuna, their confluence, Saraswati, Prayagraj, and Navadvip Dham. Very beautiful places where Lord and His exalted devotees appeared. That's why it is worshipable. Between Ganga and Jamuna, the tract of land between Ganga and Jamuna is described very, very pious and very exalted, very conducive to Krishna consciousness. Right from Gangotri, Jamnotri, to down to Prayagraj. Very beautiful land. Fertile, very nice. And on bank of such beautiful, pious river, it is stated here also, pious rivers, so much Krishna consciousness is being practiced and can be practiced. All exalted kings are also take their appearance there, including Pandavas and all previous great kings, they take their appearance there. Not only that, another good reason is that in Bharatvarsha, a nice varnashram institution, dharma, nice varnashram dharma, by slowly and gradually it brings us to Krishna consciousness. Sam siddhi haritoshanam varnashrama vipakshah sanusitasya dharmasya sam siddhi haritoshanam. Very beautiful religion for mankind is established, especially Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada is writing in his purport that one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha has a full opportunity to study the direct instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and thus finally decide what to do in his human form of life. When I was graduated, bachelor degree, all students, every year, whoever graduates from the university, they get Bhagavad Gita, so that they can practice the rest of their life by the chancellor or directors of institution. It's very customary in India. And even in our time, all these songs I learned about Krishna and pure bhakti from Narsi Mehta, Meera, Surdas, we learned this in the school, in very basic elementary school. The sloka about Bhagavatam, I still remember, when I was maybe 7, 8, and I remember this sloka that was taught by my teacher. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruta Stunavanti Devyestavai Vedai Sangha Padakrama Upanishadai Gayantiyam Samaga Dhyanam Vastu Tadagatena Manasha Pashyantiyam Yogino Yasyantam Navidu Sura Suragana Devayatasmai Namaha. This is a sloka I learned from my teacher in maybe 5th, 4th standard in this is a Bhagavatam sloka, 12th chapter, 12th canto, first sloka, 12th canto, first sloka, describing glories of Krishna. And so many songs about Krishna, Jadaka, Madachani, Janina, Bada. Beautiful songs about Krishna. Right from the beginning of our life, we get to contact Krishna. Culture, temples in the small village. When I was told by one old, very senior Brahmin lady that when I was very, very small, maybe 4 years, 3 years, my grandfather used to take me to temple and I would get off his arm and run to the temple and just stand right in front of Lord Ramchandra's deity. So it's a spontaneous attraction. Not that I knew who is Lord Ramchandra, but culture. It is a culture offered by this tract of land, Bharatvarsha. Right from the childhood, you are offered Krishna consciousness. And whether you have knowledge or not, you get to contact this culture. So much I remember in my early childhood also, Mahabharata players, they would come to our hometown. And I remember a whole Bhagavatam by seeing this, seeing also the play about Bhagavat and hearing Mahabharata. These Brahmins, they would come, put up the katha for 7 days with depicting different pastimes about Mahabharata. So, right from the childhood, you get to hear Ramayana, Mahabharata, epics. So this is a culture, very nice culture, beautiful culture. Right from the childhood, whether you want or not, you are exposed to the nice, beautiful scriptures one way or another. So that's why this tract of land is worshipable. Bharata Bhumiti Manushya Janma Ilajar Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropakar. That we should and that Bharat Varsh culture is offered by Srila Prabhupada all over the world, even in this part of the world. Early days, we had nice Gurukul, and nice temples, nice kitchens, nice festivals, morning programs. Any child born in our institution would contact right from the childhood this culture. Beautiful culture. What is the use of living long life? A fraction of a moment, life in Krishna consciousness is billion times better. Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, it is stated, taravaha kimna jivanti, bhastra kimna swasantika, na khadanti, na medanti, kim grame prashava pare. Do the trees not live for thousands of years? That means trees became most fortunate? No. The long life, duration of life is not the criteria. Krishna conscious life is the criteria. Taravaha kimna jivanti, bhastra kimna sasantika. The bellow of the blacksmith does not breathe more than a man. Sisi pancha tattva ki. Bellow of a blacksmith take air more than ourselves and take out air more than ourselves. That means bellow of blacksmith is most fortunate? No. The breath taken for Krishna, the life we are living for Krishna, that is important. Taravaha kimna jivanti, bhastra kimna swasantika, na khadanti, na medanti, kim grame, pashava pare. Do the animal do not eat more than human beings? And do the animals do not have sex more than human beings? That doesn't mean that they become more exalted. But a human being led Krishna conscious life, that is more important. It may be short. Then Srimad Bhagavatas go on saying, Svavidvaraha ustakharai samstutaha purushaha pashu nayat karnayato peto jatu nama gadagrajaha. Second canto, I think third chapter, 19th sloka. Change of heart. That's it. You remember? Change of heart. Prabhupada's patent sloka. Ass, dog, hog and camel. Human beings are like dogs and hogs. Prabhupada used to say, Svavidvara ustakarai samstuta purusha pashu nayat karna yatopeto jatunam gadagraja. Those animal-like human beings, they glorify the animal-like human being, sporting people, cricketers, and all politicians, they glorify them. What is the use of such glorification? One should glorify Krishna. Nayat karana yatopeto jatu nam gadagraja. Gadagraja Krishna, nam, holy name, does not enter into their ears. What is the use? They glorify and hear these mundane materialistic people. Jatu nam gadagraja, we should hear. Bilebato urukrama vikramanye. Nacha upagayati urugaya gatha. Bilebato, the ears which are not hearing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, the topmost glories of Krishna and his devotees, those ears are no better than the holes dug by snake holes. Bilebato urukrama vikramanya. Urukram vikram. Urukram Krishna, vikram his transcendental exalted pastimes. If that doesn't enter into our ear holes, those ear holes are no better than a holes of snake. The snake holes cannot hear. Useless. So similarly, if ears could not hear anything connection with Krishna, then those ears are no better than bilebato, the ears, the holes created by snake. Bilebato rukrama vikramanya. Jiva sati darukeva suta nacha upagayati urugaya gatha. If the tongue does not glorify urugaya gatha, katha, Krishna's pastimes, lila, if the tongue is not glorifying Krishna through his name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, then that tongue is no better than the tongue of a frog. Just drown, invite snake, and snake just eats him up. Useless tongue. Like that. These activities are very much performed in the track of Bharatvarsha, knowingly or unknowingly. And that's why it is very glorious land. Prabhupada says that a fraction of a moment we live in this land can give us liberation. Aham tvam sarvapape bhyo mokshayishyami masuchaha. Krishna can deliver us. Even little bit done, little bit we have practiced Krishna conscious. Krishna never forgets. He becomes our swift deliverer. Krishna comes and delivers us. And that's why Krishna said, man mana, please engage your mind into me. Man mana, bhavamad bhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru. Even for a little time in Bharatvarsha, we get an opportunity by surrounding or by atmosphere just to chant holy name or hear holy name. That is bhakti unmukhi sukruti. Immediately we'll contact Krishna and go back to home, back to Godhead. So that's why manmana. And how much it takes to give mind to Krishna? How much it cost? How much it cost? And what does it take? It doesn't take anything. Just give our mind to Krishna. Manmana. It is the mind which we have to give to Krishna. Krishna doesn't need anything. He has everything. He possesses everything. But in order to have a reciprocation of love, we have to give him dadati pratigunati. We have to take from him, we have to give him something. And the best thing we can give him is mind. And it's very easy. Very easy. If you want to give him, it's very easy. Manmana, bhav mad bhakto. Giving mind to Krishna doesn't cost, doesn't take anything. Always let mind get immersed in Krishna. Then Krishna said, tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti. So Arjuna, by giving up this body, tyaktva deham punarjanma, no birth, death, oldness and disease again. Go back to home, back to Godhead. Krishna will become a swift deliverer. He will come and deliver us. Only thing, give your mind to me. That's all. Easier than easiest process. Give your mind to me. Anything else may be very difficult. Giving money, giving body, giving house, giving everything, very difficult. Very difficult to give money. Chamri tute, lekin damri na tute. Easy to give a life. To become sannyasi is easy. To become brahmachari is easy. But to giving money, very, very difficult. One euro in the box, you have to pull teeth and legs and very difficult. So easy, manmana, give your mind. Krishna had made it so simple. By patram, puspam, phalam, tuyam, water. So this opportunity is very easily available in a tract of land called Bharatvarsha. Especially incarnation, Krishna and his incarnation, pure devotees and acharyas, other pure devotees, sant, sadhu, mahant, devotees, and good rivers to take bath and to practice Krishna consciousness, and culture, schooling. Now it is all secular, but school also used to preach Krishna consciousness, give out Bhagavad Gita. When you are graduate, you contact nice Mahabharata reciters, Ramayana plays, and so many. In early childhood, you get to go to temples morning and evening, every single day. It is a culture of Varnasram. Varnasram automatically leads us to Samsiddhi Haritoshanam. It leads us to contact Krishna consciousness. Samsiddhi Harito. Ata Pumbik Dvijasrestha Varnasram Vibhaksha. Sanusitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhi Haritoshanam. The aim of Varnasram is to satisfy Hari. And that is very easily available on a track of Bharatvarsha. Even though remnants are left, Kali Yuga, it will come again and again. It will be established, Varnasram will be established again. And Bhagavad Dharma will be established again and again by acharyas. Bhagavad Dharma. What we are practicing is Bhagavad Dharma. So this is the essence of today's class. Any question? Comment?
Thank you very much for very lively and very enlightening class. There is one question or dilemma. In one sense, Prabhupada was in this to stress that this direct Krishna consciousness activities, right? And in one sense also urgency. If you don't have much time, you should life is short. But on the other side, there is also stress, especially recently maybe, about establishing one ashrama, which we understand that it's indirect, right? You did a spoken quote, it's stated after many, many, many lifetimes of one ashram activities, one can come into the contact with your devotee. So how can we balance this, in one sense, direct and indirect, like opposite, stress, especially for families, because they have some obligation, and living in the material world, Kali Yuga is very demanding, even to maintain basic needs. You need to work 10 hours even, sometimes, or not sometimes, many times. How can we understand in balanced way these two opposite directions on needs or practices?
Prabhupada gave a beautiful formula. Simple, simple, simple living. Then our demands, our expectation from material world will be very, very minimal. And then, simple living, then high thinking. The think about Krishna consciousness, think about our deliverance. So, Varnasram, even though it is material Varnasram, we can make it Daivi Varnasram, spiritual, by keeping Krishna in focus. So, most of the practitioner of Varnasram was practicing Daivi Varnasram by keeping Krishna in the middle of life, middle of society, middle of everything. Krishna was prominent, very prominent. So that is Daivi Varnasram. So, Atapumbi, Rija Sreshta, Varnasram Vibhaksha, Sanusitasya Dharmasya, Sam Siddhi Haritoshanam. That Varnasram was meant to satisfy Lord Hari, Krishna. So then that is a Daivi Varnasram. So, it's very easy. Just give your mind to me. We can cultivate farm and keeping mind to Krishna. Arjuna fight and keeping mind with Krishna. So, we have to give him mind. That's all he needs. Krishna needs our mind. Then everything is automatically will be there. So, by keeping our demands, bodily demands, to dead minimum, very minimum, we can follow Daivi Varnasram, Varnasram, and simple living and high thinking. One cow, 1 acre land, and family, cultivate, work with the land, work with the cows. This is Varnasram. But now whole world is bolts and nuts and petrol. So no problem. We can still keep thinking about Krishna and make them think about Krishna. Prabhupada says you cannot eat nuts and bolts. We have to produce. So somebody has to produce. That is Varnasram. Annat bhavati bhutani. Annat. We are sustained by anna. And anna is produced by farming, which is basic of Varnasram. Cow, Brahman, land. This is culture. So, we have to, if we don't, then nature will make us come back to the basic. Cows and bulls and farms, and how far this artificial life will go on. It's just a petrol, and now the electricity is there, and now they are turning back to electricity and robotic life. Everything will be done. Puja will be offered by robots and, robotic. Anyway, they will have to come back to basic again. What is your answer to that? It will come back.
You see that we speak a lot about farms and that, but we haven't yet seen any devoted farmer. We are philosophical farmers, but in the practice...
No. We are failure, but we will be successful ultimately. Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj is doing wonderful job. So we will have to come back to the basic. It's just a time bomb, you know. A bomb has to drop somewhere. And nuclear, finished. We will go underground, nuclear weapons comes. The Prabhupada says we go underground, let the nuclear energy and bombs and everything finish, and everything will be finished almost. We come back, and then we establish.
Very bright future.
Very bright future. Yes. Yes, yes, Kirtan. Yes. Prabhupada said this. The nuclear bombs will be dropping from the sky, and we go underground, the deepest underground we can go. We are sheltered. That is a shelter, bomb shelter. And then when everything is finished, everything quiet, and after, then we come out. That's why we have to go to our farm and store these grains and whatever we can come back again out and establish this beautiful Krishna consciousness. Any other question?
Prabhupada also many times stressed or stated that ISKCON is a Brahminical institution. That means teaching and worshiping. How can we do this now? Because Vanasha means all limbs of the social body, not only the Brahmins. How can we understand this statement, or what is the rule of ISKCON, or should they have all the areas? Guide society,
all levels, or just as a head? All levels, of course. Head plus level, both. Of course. So, it's a whole science Krishna is explaining, Varnasram, whole science. And practical application we have seen in India. I have seen in my old days how it was working, Varnasram. People were totally Krishna conscious, plus they would work with the cows and bulls, tilt the land. Even my father, he used to tilt land. He didn't do much, but maybe up to his youth, he did some of farming by himself. Then he became lazy fellow. He was very intelligent. He have people work for him. The nookers and chakers and the servants and ordering and managing the farm, big farm. But he used his intelligence. How he doesn't have to go in behind the bulls, the others can go for him, workers. So like that, old is, huh?
He used to sing nice songs to Krishna.
He was? Yeah, he was singing nice songs about Krishna. He was devotee, a kind of devotee. My mother was pure devotee, yes. She was helping him to cook for servants, you know. This culture, all culture. We would have all servants and we would give them lunch. And for lunch, you have to cook a lunch and take lunch to the farm and all bit. I went to the farm once, I remember, by taking lunch for these workers. A very nice culture. And the evening and morning, temple.
Mahabharata,
Ramayana. My mother used to recite Mahabharata every single day. And I was totally tuned with it.
Huh? By heart.
By heart. Not by heart. By book reading. And she would sing Mahabharata in her singing form. Singing form. Vaisampaye aniparabola sunajanme jeraya vistaritujne samrao vanaparav mahimaya. Means Vaisampayan, he is reciting Mahabharata. And Janmanjaya, son of Bhimanyu, is Janmanjaya. He was hearing Mahabharata. So Vaisampaya was reciting Mahabharata to Janmanjaya. So like that, we would hear every day in the childhood. Nice culture, Krishna conscious culture. Okay, right on dot. Thank you very much. Granth, yes, Mia? Yes? Yes?
Can Brahminical culture even exist if there is no cow protection?
Is Brahminical culture and cow protection what?
Can Brahminical culture even exist if there is no cow protection?
No, both goes hand in hand. Both goes parallel. Cow and Brahman, they are the basis of Sanskriti culture. They are, cow and Brahmans keeps this culture, Krishna conscious culture, alive. So both has to be there.
We see that devotees are interviewed around temples regarding their varna, and most of them would mark they are either kshatriyas or brahmanas. In their point of view, there is no shudras nor vaishyas nowadays. So how can we bridge this supposedly self-image of society that's more or less biblical in this case to actually work together in Sanatana Dharma along with including some people with their nature as Vaishyas or Shudras and establish farms?
Yes.
In our society, devotees are now doing this urban gardening, which is like somewhat self-sustainability. We have gardens center in the city, but nobody wants to move out
and farm. Yes, that's a problem. Nobody wants to work hard. Everybody wants to use the brain. That is a big problem. But it will come back to the basic once we run out of electricity and gasoline. And see, even in my village, there used to be so many ox, like unlimited ox, to till the land. But now it is all tractors. Even in India, Varnasam, where we used to have, there is a tractors, all tractors. No cow, you cannot see cows and bulls anymore. It's already gone to slaughterhouses. They are meant for, once the cow is finished, giving milk, slaughterhouse, even in India. So Varnasram is diminishing because of this oil and electricity and not working with the nature. But working with nature is a very auspicious life. We can feel that. Live on simple, minimum milk products, grains, and live simple and think high, practice Krishna consciousness, not indulging so much into sense gratification. Everything nowadays is sense gratification. Wherever we can get easy sense gratification, of course we will be attracted there. But the days will come back again. No more this so-called energy, nuclear energy, electricity and petrol, then they will have to go back to the varnashram system, land, cows, Brahmins, and back to the basic. Right now everything on us artificial level. That is how it is right now. And that's how we as a ISKCON society are working with society at large. We are keeping Brahminical culture and they are supposed to take guidance from us and we should teach them how to cultivate farm, how to practice Krishna consciousness. So we just have to wait again. That day, those days will come. Those days will come. And we should also keep ourselves flourishing, so we'll exist that until that days, those days, and we'll teach. So we have to, whatever little bit we have, we should keep together. Bhakti Raghav Maharaj is doing wonderful work on this, in this area, Devi Varnashram. Okay. Yes.
Because Maharaj was saying, nowadays they're walking around with a bottle of water. In the future they will walk around with the oxygen bottle.
So that will come. Oxygen bottle. We are walking with water bottle. We will walk with oxygen bottle. Because so much pollution by these nuts and bolts and everything. Yes, Maya.
Our society has one Mataji that inspects cows. She has 10 cows in her farm. And I would like to encourage devotees and how many devotees help. She's really grateful whenever devotees come. But she's in her elder age and her and her son are basically doing all the work, so for now over 20 years. So I'd like to please encourage you, blessings, so that more
devotees can. She has some cows, no? More than 20, 10. Good, good. I think I've been there. Wonderful farm area. Yes. Yeah. Savitri in Croatia.
I think devotee said that let's have farm community. So she went and bought a house and then nobody bought a farm and they didn't move and now she's alone.
Yeah. It will come. It will flourish again. Kai Gantras Srimad Bhagavatam ki Sri Pancha Tattva ki Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki Guru Gauranga ki Gaur Premanandi.